Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report live from the pub. It is Monday the 20th of June 2022. I'm Dom Knight. Hello, Charles Firth. One day until we go to the pub.
I know. This is it's a bit like Groundhog Day.
It's a great new routine we have for our work.
That's right. Do we get sort of our liver fixed for free?
Yeah, on workers' comp.
As workers' comp.
I think that would be perfectly reasonable. So this is tomorrow night at the Harold Park Hotel in Glebe in Sydney. At 7:30 p.m, we're selling tickets for just $10 to come and see us. Well, I think we can now safely say things which are not going to get put in the podcast.
Yes, yes, that's right.
It got a bit loose, but it was a lot of fun, and you should come because you won't get to hear everything otherwise. Yep. That's what we can say with great certainty.
Which might explain why today's episode is actually below the contractually required length of the episode.
We made a few cuts throughout throughout the week. Today's episode, Craig brings back his beloved segment, Craig's Flawless Solutions, in which Craig plays the world's most brilliant / incompetent management consultant who is brought in to solve problems. Mm. And today it's the State of Origin that he's solving. You'll also hear our little audience warm-up routine, which is called Oh No, You Beauty, which I really enjoyed and I think we should probably do in each show that we have. Yes, but it's a relatively brief show, Charles, and let's just say that's a thing that seems wise. So we've got an ad coming up, but before we do, don't forget you can get the ad-free version of the Chaser podcast plus the bonus drunk Q&A episode, which went out on Friday. You can listen to that if you go to chaser.com.au/podcast. Click on the link for Acast Plus. It's just $9 a month. It's cheaper than coming and seeing us at the pub, but there's less beer.
Yes, that's right. Although, if you do come and see us at the pub, you get to see all of it.
Yes, and I think I will be drinking Diet Coke, I think, tomorrow night, probably. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, without any further ado, the world's least competent management consultant, Craig Rucastle, live at the Harold Park Hotel.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
We've got a traditional game we like playing at Chaser Live Shows just to get things going, just to get things warmed up. It's called Oh No, You Beauty. So it works like this. I'm going to say something and then you as a group have to say, oh no. For instance, audience participation.
Oh no.
There we go.
That's right. But then after I say something, you say you beauty.
Because he's the popular one.
Just because it's me.
So let's try it. Craig Rucastle wants to have a war on waste.
You.
There you go.
But Dom's not in it.
You beauty.
Hey, it works.
That's why I'm not any of the TV shows. It's work better. All right, here we go. It goes like this. The first thing we have for you. Following the Rebel Wilson incident, the SMH has outed somebody else.
Oh, no.
But they've outed their editor as a shithouse journalist.
You beauty.
Well done. You got the very
you
simple
got the
concept.
Okay.
Hands up everyone who enjoyed that.
Hey. Okay. Prince Andrew wants to return to being a working royal.
Oh, no.
So the Queen's just sent him to a tunnel in Paris. Oh, you don't have to, like, this is, you know, you don't have to say yes, okay? Remember, right. There could be a Nuremberg trial after this, so think about how you respond.
You're all responsible for your responses, that's true. Okay,
Peter Dutton is the new opposition leader.
Oh, no.
Barnaby Joyce is on the back bench.
Okay, some bad news here. China is preparing to invade Australia.
Oh, no.
But it's just with excellent TikToks.
New South Wales lost the first State of Origin game last week.
Oh, oh no.
Who gives a shit about the league when you're in the World Cup? A lot of sports fans in tonight.
That's right.
So I'm not surprised. Is this the whole of the night?
Yeah.
We've got
studies show that the vast majority of podcasters make less than $100 per month.
Oh no.
But we got you suckers to pay to be here.
You beauty.
We've got 50 more of these, ladies and gentlemen.
But we're not going to do them.
You beauty.
Thank you very much. Well done.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Was that a warm-up or a cool-down?
I think they're angling for jobs on Play School or something. Like, I don't
Shit, yeah.
He's hoping.
So I'm going to talk now. I'm going to do my segment for this show. Lachlan, can you play the theme of what it is?
No,
you
cannot.
You don't have it.
The Chaser Report. News a few days.
No, that's not it. This is fucking bad because I can't remember for shit what my segment's called. So what is it again?
It's called
Craig's Flawless Solutions.
Craig's Flawless Solutions, wonderful. This is where I come up with solutions that, as to this point, I think by the basis of the history of the show, have never been proved to be wrong, right? Is that right? They're always right. Mm. See if anyone can pick any flaw at all in this. Okay,
anyone I think this heard this segment before?
No.
No.
I haven't. No.
I think this is the first time you've done a flaw before introducing the segment, though, which forgetting the name of it.
Yeah. Sorry, it's an argument flaws. And to be fair, thank you very much, Gabby.
The drunk Q&A is going to be great.
To be fair with this, I only tell you this, I get paid millions of dollars to give these solutions because they're such brilliant solutions. You understand?
That's right.
I'm only sharing it with you for my own enjoyment. I don't give a fuck what you think about it.
Yes.
I'm like a mega consultant.
Yes.
You get hired to give these brilliant ideas.
Good. Yes, I know.
Is that right?
They're always without flaw.
There's never been a flaw in any of them. This week I've been paid enormous amounts of money to work with the New South Wales State of Origin.
Oh, great.
Because they lost the first one, I'm told. And they want to make sure they don't lose the series, I'm told.
Yes.
It's good. This is a good topic, Charles, because the Venn diagram of State of Origin fans and Chaser Report fans is two separate circles.
That's not true.
We're all on tenderhooks.
The microphone has tape. You know, it's got blue on it. And
yeah. I'm not a big fan of the State of Origin.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the Maroons.
So anyway. So hypothetically speaking, for the purpose of the podcast, we're coming to you from New South Wales.
Yeah.
So we're trying to win it for the Blues.
Oh, Blues. Okay.
Go the Blues.
Go the other ones, yeah.
So I think I've come to some good solutions, and I think, again, if anyone, and look, because these guys are not very good at picking any flaws, so if you see any flaws, just feel free to kind of shout them out.
Yeah.
So the first thing I've thought of is because the next State of Origin is in Perth, right? Think about it, right?
Yes.
So whenever you have your daylight savings changes, right?
Yes.
No one ever fucking knows whether they put your thick clocks forward or back, right?
Exactly.
No idea at all.
You don't know.
So you just basically say Perth is 2 hours somewhere else, right?
Exactly.
So we just exactly. Thank you, Charles, for going along with you on this. So we just convince the people that it's 2 hours the other way or whatever. So we get them to put it on at 10:20 at night.
Yes.
And so it's actually midnight here.
Yes.
No one fucking knows whether we lose or not. It doesn't matter at all.
No one's watching.
No one, because you just convince them that the time zones are such that it doesn't matter. I'm going to pause briefly here because what we're all going to hear right now is utter silence as people appreciate the genius of an idea and in no way pick any flaws whatsoever with it.
Can I...
No, Charles, I don't think you need to... You're interrupting the silence.
Can I just...
Yes, Charles?
Can I just... It might be just one flaw.
Seems highly unlikely. I'm told this segment's called Craig's Flawless Solution.
I do think it's a good idea. I just think the flaw might be that they still lose the game, right? Like,
but nobody knows, Charles. Nobody knows. Who's up at 12:30 at night watching the fucking rugby?
There'll be a point score or something. Like, they'll fill in a form the next day and say, oh, by the way, we lost the game.
It'll be in the paper.
It'll be in the paper.
It'll be in the paper.
But who's going to read the paper? I mean, the paper's only outing people. People don't read the paper because it just outs people. That's all it does. Nobody, like let's face it, nobody reads Murdoch anymore. They're too angry about that.
Yes.
Nobody's reading the Sydney Morning Herald now because they just out people.
Yes.
So no one will fucking know.
Other papers exist, Craig.
Exactly. See?
Yes.
See? I think you've come up with a flaw and I've brilliantly challenged it.
Yeah.
I think so. All right, well.
Yeah.
That idea clearly has no flaws whatsoever.
Well, just like, I think there might be just one other flaw.
Highly unlikely.
Hang on, aren't Queenslanders very good at you dealing with shithouse time changes?
Yeah.
Isn't that their thing?
No, that's the opposite, Dom. Their whole thing is that they never, ever even do daylight saving because they're too fucking dumb to change their clocks.
Yes.
They're more confused than the rest of us by this.
Very impressive.
I think you might, that is true. No,
I mean, it does mean I'm never travelling to Queensland again, but it's true.
Maybe the Courier Mail, like the Queensland newspapers.
No. That is very dumb. Very dumb of you. No. Very dumb of you. Because the game is not happening in the state of Queensland.
Yeah.
Do you think a Queensland newspaper would dare to report on something happening outside of Queensland?
No, exactly.
That's a very good point.
I think we've got silence here.
I mean, to be fair, I thought there might be some holes in that one, so I prepared another one.
No, I think...
It's flawless, guys. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes!
Yes! We've got a flawless solution.
The Chaser Report. Now with Extra Whispers.
So there you go. That was short but sweet, Charles. Yeah. The night, the version we recorded on the night was, it was longer, I'll say, a bit longer, and who knows why.
Yeah.
It's all lost in the mists of time, really. But
yeah, that's right, and there's no recording.
There's definitely no recording.
Floating around of the first edit of that.
It got corrupted. No. Corrupted in all kinds of ways. So the best thing to do is to buy tickets for tomorrow night, chaser.com.au/podcast, which is also where you can sign up to the premium director's class. What are we calling it? Chaser Plus.
Yeah.
Where you pay $9 a month and get the drunk Q&A episodes. I think they're going to be the highlight, really, of the whole night when we do the pub show.
Oh, definitely. Yes. That's why I pay $9 a month.
And also, the Chaser's 100th edition of the newspaper is coming out very soon. You can pre-order a copy at chasershop.com, can't they, Charles?
No, because we stopped pre-orders yesterday.
No, you can't. You can.
Oh no! Wait a minute. No.
Presumably, you can buy it.
Yeah,
once
we'll
it comes
keep selling.
Out.
Yeah, we'll keep selling them. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You can.
This is how we determine the sales policy of the Chaser, just spontaneously on the podcast. Our gear is from Rode Microphones. We're part of the Acast Creator Network, and tomorrow's episode will be longer and features Gabby Bolt starring.
See you, babe.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.